Well, welcome on the call, the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Ryan Carty. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, Rob.
A great start to the season for your team. A conference win on the road over Stony Brook, 37-13. What did you like about the way your team played?
Well, I thought we played well together. I thought we played very hard. We played for 4 quarters. I thought that was important. We had talked a lot about finishing games in this off season, and I think we did that very well the other day.
First question this morning from Dan Steenkamer. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Rob. Thank you. Coach Carty, to take it to right to Penn State, I guess the most simple, straightforward question is, have you ever coached or played in that size of venue? And what do you make of it? What is your team? What is the kind of the attitude of your team heading into it?
Yeah, no, we've not. I've not played in an environment that big. We're excited about it. It's a great opportunity for us to go out there and showcase who we are and play against the best. There's a lot of times that those things are really good for your football program. Getting a chance to be in those kind of environments, and it won't be the first time we're there when we head into some bigger environments later on in the FCS world as well.
Next question from Kevin Tresolini. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Rob. Thank you. Ryan, you kind of answered my question a little bit there because Daniel's question was similar, but I just wanted to ask you, I mean, obviously, if you guys could pull off the, amazing upset there, it would be college football history. But beyond that, what do you feel like you guys can get out of this game in an important way for your football team?
I think the same thing you'd get out of any second game of the season. You want to have improvement from week one to week two. And I know that's the old adage that that's probably the biggest gap of improvement. And it usually is, actually. It's coach speak for a reason. I think there's a lot of, especially for us, a lot of young guys that got reps or new guys that got reps in this scheme, offense and defense and special teams. And so I think that we'd love to see that from week one to week two. Can we go out there and not make the same mistakes twice? Can we learn from the things we did well and poorly? Can we learn from other people's mistakes and successes, in the film room, and how well are we adjusting as a team and how well are we practicing? And I think the thing that we're really going to harp on is our preparation for this week. How do we prepare? We had a great week of prep for Stony Brook, and that was the first game of the season. I don't think they'll need any enhancements in getting excited for this one. But how well do we prepare? How clean are we in practice? And I think those are the things that we can continue to work on so that our preparation remains consistent regardless of who we're playing, so that week in and week out in this conference, you're going to have to make sure you prepare well and you play well and you go out there and execute. And so hopefully we can execute the things we'd like to accomplish, which is obviously keep the ball in our hands and make plays and hopefully go out there and put some points on the board and keep them off the board as much as we can.
Ryan, even though you're obviously going up against one of the best defenses in the country, do you like this opportunity for your offense from the standpoint of, you guys do some pretty unique things, and you did some things really well the other night at Stony Brook. Do you like that, it's a nice challenge for your offense, both in terms of the players that you have and the schemes that you like to employ?
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather play against a really bad defense if that's the question. But no, they are very good. We're excited about it. It's anytime as the competitor in you, as a coordinator, as a player, as a coach, is going to relish opportunities to go out there and see what you got against the best. And there's no doubt this Penn State defense is one of the best. And so they're pretty good at every level. They're fairly special. They're fast. They're long, explosive, and violent. And so, we do have our work cut out for us for sure, in particular on that side of the ball. But again, we're going to do our best to go out there and just put what we know we can do on the field. And so, not try to make it too big of a moment. But we also have to make sure that we're dialed in and focused in preparation so that we can go out there and perform.
Thanks, Ryan. I appreciate it.
You got it, Kev.
Next question from Andy Walter. Go ahead, Andy.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, how do you, if you can, try to make the moment not be too big for your guys? I mean, is there anything, I hate to use the word psychologically, but, do you try to, really get them ready for this moment?
Well, yeah, and I think, throughout the week we'll have to discuss it here and there. I'm sure we'll have to do some things with crowd noise and all that. But the, you know, the main focus is going to be knowing who we are. And it's the same thing we had talked about going into week one. You don't really know what the other team's going to do on offense, defense, or special teams. You know, you have to really be focused on who you are. And if you know yourself inside and out and how well you do your jobs. And I think the same is going to be the case against the team where you're going into an environment that's obviously a tough one to play in against a team who's obviously, you know, on paper more talented. And you have to make sure that you go out there and focus on yourself, do the right things, do your job, you know, do your 111 and play so hard.
Thanks.
Next question from Dave Melandra. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Coach, two-part question for you. One, what do you say to your team getting them ready to go into an environment of over 100,000 plus?
Well, you know, I think it's really more about the guys who we have in the locker room more than the people in the stands. You know, any environment that you go into, you like to do your best to relish in that environment and use it to your advantage. And now it's going to be hard on third downs, I know, and when we get into the red zone by the student section. But, you know, other than that, you know, try to enjoy it as much as you can and have fun with it. And, you know, anytime you get in a situation where you're in a stadium with a ton of people in it, it obviously brings out the person in you, the competitor in you who wanted to be in major college football in the first place. And so, you know, hopefully we can keep our emotions in check during those moments. You know, try our best to calm our heart rates, and hopefully the meditation we've done has helped us. And so we can really calm down and you know, just focus on our execution and play our game.
When you look back at the tape of Penn State's win over West Virginia, what concerns you most about facing Drew Aller?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people who concern me on that offense and defense. I think the most important thing for us is obviously going to be doing our best to play 11 man football on offense and defense. I mean, if we focus on one person too much, I think that's going to be a problem for us. And so our hope is to, you know, make sure we understand the scheme, the execution of our scheme, and what we're trying to accomplish against theirs.
All right. Thank you.
Next question from Rich Burke. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, Coach. How are you?
Hey, Rich.
Hey, congrats on the win last week. Quick question. How healthy did you come out of the game?
That seems pretty healthy, yeah. Yeah, I think we'll be all right.
Everybody who started will be ready for the next game?
It seems like it.
Okay, great. Thanks. That was it.
Oh, you got it.
Ryan, one of the things that we talked about going into last week was the quarterback situation. Seemed to work out all right, 559 yards. I know maybe a turnover or two more than you would have liked, but just assess Ryan O'Connor's performance.
I thought both the guys, Ryan and Zach, played really well. You know, Ryan got the bulk of the reps. We gave Zach a few series, and I wouldn't be surprised if you saw that again. I think both those guys did a really nice job at being settled. And for essentially rookies, you know, they both played a little bit. You know, one's played in junior college, one's played here in some time, you know, that was really more end of game situations. And so as essential rookies, I thought they both did a really nice job at being poised, not rushing their reads, and staying in the pocket when they needed to. And so we're excited about, you know, their progression, and hopefully we can continue to make gains from week to week so that we have two guys that we can compete with throughout the season.
Got one more for you from Andy. Go ahead, Andy.
Hey, Ryan, you know, we tend to think of teams with new players as taking a while to develop chemistry. But when those new players are, you know, experienced college football players just at other places, does that really speed up the process? You know, and I know it sounds like you liked what you saw on Thursday.
I think it certainly speeds up the learning process. The chemistry process probably still needs to continue to work and continue to grow. I think those are, you know, things that are points of emphasis for us, and how well are we communicating the right way, the same language, you know, throwing and catching in space. And those are the things that you got to kind of work on over and over and over again. And that's really a product of how we practice more than more than our chemistry, right? It's how well are we practicing and how consistent are we being in practice? And so the more reps we get, the better we're going to get. But yeah, I think in college football these days to say that, you know, rebuilding years are happening, it's just different nowadays than it used to be. And so, you know, this would have been obviously a rebuilding year for us. And right now it's just kind of a replenishing year, and hopefully we can go out there and continue to grow as we go.
Thanks.
You got it.
All right, Ryan, thanks so much for the time this morning. Good luck on Saturday at Penn State, and look forward to talking again next week.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great one.
All right, you too.